This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Derek Anderson. Derek, thanks for coming on. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
It's, welcome to Buffalo. I know it's the first thing you got to say. I mean, I know this is, you know, it's far from your rosy spot in Arizona where you spend your time and your place in Oregon, but you're going to like it here. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. I have a little bit of familiarity of this area being in Cleveland, and I have some family friends that live over here, so I've come over and spent some time over the years. Looking forward to some knee-deep snow at some point.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, listen, the snow is not the worst part of it, believe me. It's the mud season that gets you. But talk a little bit about your first couple of days. You jump right into the practice field. Obviously, you got some catching up to do, but I've heard it said, guys, with your tenure in the NFL, it's mostly about the words, not about the concepts.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time the last since I got here, really, just trying to grasp the, not necessarily the concepts, just the verbiage. So when we're in meetings, I can communicate. And right. I'm pretty tired. I'm looking forward to Friday afternoon for a little nap.
Yeah.
Do you remember much from your last time around the block with Brian Daboll? I mean, I know you two guys were in Cleveland for a year together in 2009, and is he any different guy than you remember from back then?
He's mellowed out a little bit.
Mellowed.
He's
okay.
Mellowed out a little bit. He and I have, stayed in touch over the years, and always kind of watching what he's doing, and when he's a coordinator, and hey, nice job today, just watching kind of what he's doing over the years, but some familiarity of stuff that we did and trying to recall it, and he's saying things to me like, oh yeah, I remember that. Like, so it's been good.
What was the first thing he said when you were walking in the door to you this time around, knowing it's the second go around between you two?
Good to have you here. And I was like, I'm super happy about it. I think my wife was ready for me to get out of the house a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Being at home for as long as I was, it was a great time. And obviously having all that time with my kids was awesome. We were on family vacation actually last week.
And when
they called, and then I was like, I don't know if I can leave like today. I might have some problems.
We're talking with Derek Anderson, newly acquired quarterback, a 14-year veteran. He spent time with the Ravens, the Browns, the Cardinals, and the Panthers for the last long time with the Panthers. And talk to you brought you in as a mentor for Josh Allen. You kind of know your role with that. You did it with Cam Newton in Carolina. You've got a lot of a lot of knowledge under the hood. What's your philosophy about being that fulfilling that kind of role for this team?
I just want to do whatever I can to help us win, helping receivers, about things, making sure that we're all on the same page. Sat through a lot of meetings and communications and, dealing with all that stuff. And then obviously anything that Josh needs and Nate needs, like, just knowing football. I've seen a lot of stuff, seen a lot of good. I've seen a lot of bad, handling the ups and downs, especially for a rookie quarterback. Can be difficult at times because you come from having a lot of success, being a first round guy, to it's not always perfect. This league is hard. It's hard to win football games in this league, and I told those guys, like, whatever we got to do, I'll do it. Like, I'm with you. So
what comes across in the early interactions you've had with Josh? Because publicly he comes across as a guy that is craving the knowledge. He wants it. Sometimes you almost feel like he wants it all tomorrow or yesterday.
Right.
What were your initial impressions of him, maybe in sitting down in some of those, I don't know how many times you guys have had a chance this week because you're handling your own stuff to kind of get up to speed, but what have your initial interactions with him been like? How does he come off to you?
Very smart kid. Can retain a lot of stuff, but and there's obviously a balance too, right? Like, not giving him too much stuff.
Right.
He's very smart. Say things and he understands it, and it's good. You can tell that he's just trying to grab like you said, grab everything at once, which we all know it doesn't happen like that.
Right.
You know, you're going to have, like I said, your ups and downs. Sometimes you're going to forget something, and it's unfortunate, but that's kind of part of the learning process. You look at the guys that are successful long-term in this league, it's, you know, staying in the same system, you know, understanding, right. You've thrown that ball 50 times in a game, you know, understanding the guys you're playing with, you know, how they run their routes, you know, when they stick, you know, it's a process, and we're working through it.
We're with Derek Anderson, new quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. And for those of you who don't know him, you're from Scappoose, Oregon. Did I say that right?
Scappoose.
Scappoose, Oregon. You still spend time up in Oregon, have a place up there as well as in Arizona. You're kind of hanging out, ready for the offseason. You knew there were some teams interested in you. What was your philosophy about this year?
I was just kind of wanted it to be the right time, right situation. Obviously, my familiarity with Bean, you know, him being in Carolina before, and Coach McDermott, you know, a lot of respect for a lot of coaches in this building. And, you know, I got here and I didn't realize how many guys that I'd been with or, you know, over the course of the years. And there's a lot of good football coaches here. And that was exciting for me. You know, I was being somewhere where people know you, understand how you, you know, kind of operate, is there's a comfort in that. You know, obviously, it's been a while since I've been with Dave's, but there's a comfort there. And, you know, the communication is good.
Had they, you know, given your phone a ring back in the spring just to kind of see where you were at the time?
Maybe.
Yeah. and you probably just didn't know yet, right? I mean,
it's a little bit complicated. Yeah. There were some other things that happened, and then some other things kind of fell through. And, you know, there was a point when I was like, oh, maybe it's time. You know, maybe it's time to shut it down. But I'm very fortunate for this opportunity and very excited about it.
Now, you also have a couple of really memorable performances against the Bills where you did get the win. What do you remember? I mean, you've been asked about them since you've been here. Just recap some of the highlights of those.
Are you talking
two
about
wins.
That 8-0 game?
Yeah, that and the 6-3 win. One was a foot of snow on the ground in Cleveland, right? And
yeah.
Then, that was the 8-0.
And then the one
I was
where,
there for that one
where you had the stellar 2-for-17 performance. And
it's an
and
NFL won. Record.
Right, it's an NFL record.
NFL record.
You were 2-for-17 and won the game.
Believe it. I told those guys today. I go, believe it or not, I won a football game in that stadium over there with two completions.
And you were start to finish, right? I mean, you didn't. It's not like you.
No, that was a full. That was a full meal deal.
Yeah. It was.
So what were your actions out there?
Well, I was like, it's super windy out there today, and I was like, no, that's not windy.
Yeah.
I was like, that day.
Let me tell you a story.
Yeah, that day was incredible. You know, balls were moving. I mean, they were moving all over the place out there today. Yeah. But that I remember I threw a slant to Muhammad Massaquah, and I peered it, and I was like, all of a sudden it's like halfway there, and it just zoop, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, it looked like I just threw a duck, and he comes over and he starts laughing. He was almost laughable at the time. The snow game, one of the funnest, you know, games I've ever played in. Obviously, the conditions were horrible.
Yeah.
There was nothing you could really do. I mean, you know, if going one way, you could throw it. Going the other way, you couldn't. And it was a blast. I happened to have a bunch of my buddies at that game. They were wearing jeans and Air Maxes to the game because we went out for warm-ups. It was just windy.
Right. Yeah,
I was
there.
And
then we came out for
the game,
pregame,
yeah.
And it was snowing like crazy. But both of them very interesting and games I'll never forget for sure.
No doubt.
What about trying to strike the balance between being helpful to a young quarterback and not being the guy where the young guy says, oh, boy, here's another story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you
got
there's a balance you got to strike where you don't want to be the back in my day guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's value and a lot of value in what you have to offer. Don't think I'm barking up the wrong tree here, but at the same time, you want to be giving a message that still feels fresh. You know, in week 14 and 15, when maybe Josh feels he knows a little bit more than he does now.
Right. For me, it's just kind of the things that Cam and I did together was just keeping it within the week.
Opponent, new plan.
Yeah, like keep it within the week. You know, we go in on Monday, we watch it. You know, what happened on Sunday before. You know, clear the plate, start over, go. You know, get back in it. And I'm not. You know, there's times like, hey, you know, I played against this coordinator. You know, these are some things that I know that he does. Some staples that you know I know that he does.
Mm-hmm.
He has this. He might not play us like that, but and I know it's in there, and I'm not going to say, you know, try and tell them exactly what's going to happen, because sometimes you do get in games and they're not playing it exactly how you maybe thought, and you have to make some adjustments. But for me, it's just week to week, and like I said, anything that I can find on tape, or, you know, we're sitting in the room looking at each other, that's where you get the good back and forth, I think. And for me, that's where I learned a lot when I was young, is just sitting in there with other guys, good coaches, you know, bouncing things off each other.
You know, 2007, you went to the Pro Bowl playing for the Browns, did 29 TDs and threw for almost just shy of 3,800 yards. What do you remember about that game, about that season, and the success you had? And why couldn't that be sustained in Cleveland? And why does it seem like that, you know, you had that one, I mean, why can't that, like, continue, you know?
A lot of things that are out of our control.
Right.
You know, injuries. We signed the Charles Bentley that next year. He's going to be our stud center for us. First play of training camp, he blows his patella tendon. Yep. I mean, just unfortunate things. You know, it was difficult. That our 2007 year was great. Romeo Crennel was awesome. We had good coaches, good players, and, you know, a lot of, like, young guys that kind of hadn't been through it. And then I remember, you know, we all kind of just came together. We started winning a few games. Obviously, the first game that I played against Cincinnati, we just went on fire, and it was crazy. But, you know, we had some ups and downs. We went 7-1 at home. Right. But the group collectively, you know, came together. You know, we bonded. We did things off the field together. And a lot of those guys I still talk to. Joe Thomas, still talk to him. You know, Hank Fraley was our center.
Yep.
You know, that was the, you know, my biggest memories.
And Romeo is the DC this week. Yeah. So, you know, if there's ever a week to get you in here, this was probably pretty good timing for Josh, because, I mean, not only have you seen him and gone against him as a DC, but you've been under him, you know, with him as a coach. So what do you feel, without getting into details here, but I'm guessing you feel that there are some things that you can offer Josh even this week in terms of how Romeo likes to call defense, right?
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, and obviously you can look back to when he called it before, and he's kind of stayed the same guy over the course of his career, and that's why we go in there every day and try to, you know, find the pieces and what's he doing now. Obviously, like, Vrabel was there before him, was calling the defense. So, but, yeah, there's bits and pieces, and I say some things that, you know, I remember him speaking on in front of the team that are his, you know, core philosophies,
right,
which is like Sean, like being around Sean and listening to him coach our defense, you know, the time he was with us, I gained a lot of knowledge from him. And, you know, and he and I, you know, obviously I was running the scout team, he and I would bounce things off each other, and just little things like that.
Did you hear he was joking yesterday? I don't know if you heard his comment. He was saying, yeah, I used to get mad at him because I'd set up these plays for scout team to run, and you'd go through the entire progression when he wanted you to throw it to a guy that he wanted to get work on for a certain play that he felt was coming in the game. And were you just doing that on purpose to mess with him?
No, like, I, you know, when I was doing the scout team for him, like, I took pride in the fact that I was going to get our defense ready to win a football game.
Give him a real look.
Yeah. And, you know, and I would always tell him that. I'm like, coach, I'm like, there's two guys on him. I'm not throwing it to that guy. It's not making me any better. It's not making them any better. And he'd be like, I know, but he needs to see the route. And it's like, you know, just things like that. And, you know, we'd go back and forth during training camp and throughout the season. And but he did. He definitely made me better just understanding his concepts and how he coached the game.
We're with Derek Anderson, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, just signed this week to ostensibly mentor Josh Allen. And I was going to ask you about what your value could be on a game day as a guy who has been there. And for me, as a former player and a guy who kind of understands how you feel during a game, it's more about small, simple snippets about what you can see and what you don't. And it's not so much about in-game adjustments or anything like that, but you can help, because when you say it, it sounds different than it does with a coach. And describe your role on game day and how you think you might be able to help a young quarterback.
Yeah. So, you know, I've kind of – we did it in the past, or, you know, come to the sideline, look at the pictures. You know, obviously during the – you know, when he's on the field, I'm going to be, you know, studying the defense, looking, hearing, listening. I guess that's both the same thing. But, you know, just trying to grab little pieces, and if there's anything that I can see that they're doing, or, you know, I'll watch – I have some little – watch what they're doing on their sideline sometimes to try and, you know, steal some things over the course of the game. But – you know, just coming over there, you know, being a calming presence, you know, hey, what'd you see? Or, you know, hearing from him what he's seeing, and just kind of having that good back and forth, I think, is healthy, and it also helps you when you come off and to be able to just kind of like take a deep breath. Okay, well, what just happened? Okay, let's go back out. Let's do it.
Right. And then because Dave's is upstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's up in the booth anyway, so I got to imagine. And Coach Cully is down on the sideline. Or is he? I think he is.
I don't know.
He's
we'll
down
find
on the
out.
Sideline. Yeah, you'll
I'm
find
sure,
out.
I'm sure he is.
I forget to always
We
check.
Should know. You'll find
yeah.
out.
Yeah. But, you know, I got to believe that, you know, just having you on the sideline just to talk to one-on-one where he doesn't have to, you know, after he gets off the phone, now he can kind of shoot the breeze with you about a couple of things as the pictures are coming down to you guys and say, all right, this is what they're doing. Maybe let's look for this on the next series. I mean, it's that kind of cross-talk,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And it's, I mean, like I said, it's just – for me, it's always good to have an extra set of eyes, a guy, you know, just to be able to bounce things off, you know, and as keeping us all together, too, I think is a big thing. Like, I mean, as you know, on the sidelines can be hectic at times, you know, guys get frustrated, but yeah. just making sure the communication is good with everybody, things that we talk about during the week, you know, if there is an adjustment, make sure that everybody's getting it, I mean, just little things like that.
I know you said yesterday in the locker room when Domini was talking to you that when you would talk to Cam about something and then you'd see him implement it or put it to use in a game, that was like, that's your win
right.
in a week like that. Can you recall a specific instance or maybe one of those kinds of moments with Cam that you were like most proud of, maybe against a really good defense or something? Or
yeah, I mean, there's multiple times, you know, you play teams that are, you know, heavy pressure teams. And you know, you're going into the week, you know, looking at their blitz package. And, you know, have some protection adjustments. You get to the line of scrimmage. You know, like I think it was a couple of years ago, we were playing Minnesota, or 3 years ago, and they got us on a blitz. So then the next time we played them, we had a little something for that blitz, and then he recognized it, changed the protection. It came out exactly perfect. We hit it for like a 30-yard completion down the field. And just, yeah, like little things like that. Like, that's cool to me. Like, when you can take it from the meetings to the field – and see it, you know, that quick.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.